You are listening to Inverse Autasky, the Atari 8-Bit Productivity Podcast, Season 6, Episode 8. Overview.
Welcome back to another episode. In this one, we will feature The Computer Gourmet by New Horizons. What is The Computer Gourmet? It is your complete kitchen helper. Are you tired of searching for the right recipe? Are the pages of your recipe books covered with your recipe ingredients? Fed up with guessing amounts when a recipe serves 5 but you want it for 2? If so, then you need The Computer Gourmet. That's right, it's a recipe manager. It even comes with a complete set of recipes with everything from main courses to desserts. With The Computer Gourmet, you can easily save your favorite recipes, even give them a rating, find any recipe you need within seconds, adjust for different serving sizes automatically, and print the whole recipe or just a list of ingredients. The publisher is New Horizon Software, and they were located in Austin, Texas, and used the slogan, "Expanding Your Life." One of their ads has a slogan at the top which reads, "Because your computer is good for more than just games." That should have been Inverse Autasky's slogan. The founder of New Horizons Software was James Bayless, and the company was incorporated on July 6, 1986, and dissolved on February 13, 1996.
Technical data.
I hope I can talk my parents into buying me an Atari 800XL.
Well, tell them all the things it can do for you.
Right, I'll tell them it's got 256 colors and 4 sound channels.
I don't know, that's a little technical. Why don't you tell them it'll help you learn music and art?
Well, and there's integrated software for word processing, spreadsheets, forecasting.
No, tell them it'll help you write term papers.
I'll tell them it's expandable with serial link peripherals like modems and disk drives.
Tell them it's your birthday.
Technical data will be a little light because there's not a whole lot of information available about this software, but it was released in 1984. Again, the publisher was New Horizons Software. We don't have developer or programmer credits for this one. It does not require BASIC. It came on disk. It required 48K of memory. The price was $29.95, and that price today is $75.98. And as with much of the rest of the data for The Computer Gourmet, I couldn't find a manual anywhere, nor could I find a picture of the packaging that it came with. If this exists in the wild, it must be pretty rare. And if anybody has a picture of either or a manual for it, I'd certainly love to see it.
Usage notes.
The Computer Gourmet boots to a multicolor menu after 2 splash screens. The first splash screen is text which says "I'm loading" in orange graphics 1 text, and the program title in purple graphics 2 text, and the copyright in blue graphics 1 text. The second splash screen is a color graphic screen with the copyright at the top and a picture of a mixing bowl on a table with a cookbook open, which reads The Computer Gourmet. Just before the menu is displayed, you are asked to insert a recipe disk and press Start. And guess what? Start is in Inverse Video. If a blank disk is inserted that's not already formatted for The Computer Gourmet, it will ask if you want to create it for it. Once a valid recipe disk is detected, it will load the recipes and take you to the main menu. The main menu uses a custom display list. The first line is Graphics 2 and has purple text which reads The Computer Gourmet. The next line is Graphics 1 and has orange text which brings the French theme in and says Le Menu. There are 4 sections of 3 lines each of Graphics 0 text in different colors. In each of these sections is 1 menu option. Those options are 1. Add new recipes. This section is dark green with yellowish text. 2. Change or move recipe. And this section is red with pink text. 3. Show recipes. This section is bright green with light green text. And 4. Change recipe disk. This section is purple with light purple text. Following those sections is 1 last, which simply says, "May I take your order?" This section is brown with yellow text. And can I have fries with that? All right, let's talk about each menu option. First, add new recipes. The screen here is standard graphic zero, but the first six lines are different colors. The first two lines are dark green with yellowish text. These lines have the command options. The first line has start, save, select, adjust servings. The second line has option, print, escape, return to menu. Start, select, option, and escape are all inverse video. The third line is red with pink text, and this is the title of the recipe. The fourth line is brown with yellow text. This shows the type and category of a recipe. A type might be bread, and a category might be pizza. These are completely discretionary fields. The fifth and sixth lines are bright green with light green text. The first of these shows the servings and the rating. The second shows the time and the temperature. The rating is completely discretionary as well. The remainder of the screen is standard Atari Blue, and this is where the recipe ingredients and instructions are entered. Once all the information is entered and the save command is used, all of the lines are blanked. The text in the top two lines changes at that point to say, "I'm saving the recipe index, and one moment, please." The second menu item, Change Remove Recipe Disk. This screen is basically the same as the Add Recipe screen. The screen border is dark red. At the beginning, the top two lines say, "What recipe should I look for?" and "Start colon find, comma escape colon return to menu," which indicates you press Start for find and Escape to return to the menu. And the words Start and Escape are again in inverse video. You can find recipes by title, type, or category. Enter the information and press Start. The top two lines change once again. Now they say, "I'm getting the recipe, and one moment, please." Once the recipe is found, all the information is displayed, and the top two lines once again change. This time, the first line is the same as the Add New Recipes, with Start colon Save and Select colon Adjust Recipe. And the second line has one change from the Add New Recipes. The second line reads, Option colon remove and escape colon return to menu. See, option is now remove, not print. If you choose edit and save, the top two lines change to, "I'm changing the recipe and one moment please." You're then asked if you want to see the next recipe. Yes takes you to the next one and no returns you to the menu. The third menu item is show recipes. This screen is pretty much the same as the Change Remove Recipe screen. The difference is the screen border, which is dark green. It starts out the same, asking which recipe you want to look for, just like the Change Remove screen does. Once a recipe is found that matches your criteria, it is displayed. The top two lines change to Start colon Next, Select Adjust Servings, and Option colon Print, and Escape colon Return to Menu. Start, Select, Option, and Escape are all in inverse video. Pressing Start advances to the next match. Option here allows you to print, and Escape takes you back to the main menu. The next menu option is 4, Change Recipe Disk. This allows you to change the disk. The screen is almost identical to the initial disk insert screen at program boot, but the only difference is the color of the text asking you to insert the disk. On this one, it is purple with light purple text. There are a couple notes on usage I want to mention. When you select Adjust Recipe, the second line will temporarily change to Recipe Adjusted To, and you're prompted to enter the number of servings. When you do this, the ingredient list is automatically updated. When searching for recipes, when there are no more matches, the first line will change to say, "I can't find any more matching recipes," in all inverse video. If the program can't find a recipe, the top line will say, "I'm having trouble reading the recipe," in inverse video as well. When choosing to print, the first two lines are changed to say, "What would you like to have printed?" And the one full recipe or two ingredients only with one and two in inverse video. And once you choose that, the top two lines change again, this time saying, what type of printer are you using? And you have the options of 180 column and 240 column with the one and two again in inverse video. Once that's selected, the top two lines change one last time, this time saying, please make sure the printer is ready and press start when ready with ready in inverse video. The main program disk contains the program on the front and 92 recipes on the back side of the disk. There are 13 other recipe disks that I found. Some of these are from the publisher, while others I believe to be community created. And I couldn't locate an official list of the publisher released disks. And here is a breakdown of all the disks that I did find. Disk 1 is miscellaneous recipes. There are 70 in total. Disk 2 is Asian recipes, primarily Chinese, and there are 32 of them. Disk 3 is liquor, and there are 203 recipes. Someone likes to get their drink on. Disk 4 is Chinese, and there are 56 recipes. Disk 5 is around the world, A to Z, and there are 45 recipes. Disk 6 is beef cookery, and there are 52 recipes. Disk 7 is main dishes, and there are 49 recipes. Disk 8 appears to be a duplicate of Disk B, or Disk 2, which is the Asian, primarily Chinese one. Disk 9 is miscellaneous, and there are 64 recipes this time. On Disk 10 is Italian, and there are 61. Disk 11 is main dishes again, and finger foods, and this one has 51 recipes on it. Disk 12 is another miscellaneous recipe disk, and there are 51 total recipes there. And disk 13 is a diabetic recipe disk, and there are 60 on that one. So if you take all the disks and combine them together, there are 886 different recipes, and that should provide you with plenty of recipes to give your taste buds a whirl.
Fun factoids.
Well, there are no fun facts. It's hard to find fun facts when there are no manuals and very little information out on the interwebs.
Summary.
Okay, so this title is exactly what I thought it would be, a recipe manager. One pretty neat feature of the Computer Gourmet is the ability to adjust the servings for a recipe. Consider the recipe description is essentially freeform, where you enter the ingredients and the instructions. When you adjust the servings, it will update the ingredient quantities in the description automatically. So there is some intelligent parsing going on here. It's able to look through whatever you type in, find the quantities of the ingredients, and adjust them correspondingly. So let's talk about the recipes. There are many with names that are duplicate, either with the same name or slight name variations, like the words are rearranged, and the types and categories do not stick to a set standard. They try, but they fluctuate. For example, bread may be inconsistently traded out for breads. Likewise, for jam and jams, or seafood and sea-food, etc. So data sanitization would go a long way here in making things easier to find. The other issue with types and categories is that they are interchanged frequently. For example, dessert may be used in either field. This inconsistency also applies to the ratings field. You can put whatever you want there. You can use words or maybe stars work better for you. The data disks have a mixture of terms and star ratings. The good news, in lieu of all the data inconsistencies, is that the search function will do partial searching, sort of like a grep. I discovered all this just by using the software, and I thought it might come in handy if I indexed them. So I did index every disk and have put PDFs sorted by each disk, type, category, and name on the episodes page of the website. The only thing I would change would be to separate the ingredient list from the actual recipe instructions. However, it does work well the way it's set up. So what did I like about the Computer Gourmet? Well, first, it's relatively easy to use. I didn't need a manual to figure it out. And second, the search function is very flexible, which simplifies finding things a bit. An external index may be helpful if you have multiple recipe disks, though. And this is primarily because you can't search across disks. So what did I dislike? Well, there wasn't much to dislike. The only annoyances are the inconsistent use of the type, category, and rating fields. This adds to flexibility at the expense of data integrity. Miss a letter in one, and you'll have to look record by record to find it.
You mean recipe by recipe?
Yeah, that's right, and that's kind of slow to do that. From a 1984 perspective, would I use it? Yes, I think I would. You can easily manage 50 to 150 recipes per disk, if not more, and it's pretty easy to use. From a retro perspective, would I use it? Possibly. This is the only recipe manager that I've reviewed for the Atari 8-bit. It does what it needs to do, and it's simple to use. For a bit rating, I'm going to give this 8 out of 8. It's put together very well. I thought about giving it a 7 because of the data inconsistency issues, but there's a workaround for that, and it does add flexibility. Just edit the recipes to suit your needs, and if you're just starting out, decide on a list of acceptable values for each field up front. If you do, you may want to keep that list handy during data entry. All in all, the program does what it set out to do, and it makes it easy to do so. Now go out and make some Hungarian goulash and an ice cream pizza.
Special thanks.
All right, first I want to thank you, the listener, for your patience and the time it takes me to get these out, and also for continuing to listen. I want to thank WizWars for the awesome chiptune 8-bit Raceway, which is used as part of the intro music. And as always, if you have any comments, you can email me with inverseataski@icloud.com. And don't forget to rate the podcast on iTunes, as it will help others with similar mindset find it. Thanks, everyone.
We would also like to thank Rob from Player Missile for the numerous mentions. Wade is not sure how you remember all the reviewed material. Rob does a fantastic job. Please check out Player Missile podcast for in-depth game breakdowns and 8-bit magazine coverage.
Disc 2 is Asian Recipe.
Goodbye.